You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Ingloria and their new EP, Drive. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for the band Ingloria and their new EP, Drive. Rockwired had a chance to speak with James and Brandon Stewart of Ingloria regarding the new EP and their future plans, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their EP, here is Ingloria with the title track, Drive.
Yeah!
That was Angloria with the title track of their new EP, Drive. Visit Angloria at their official website, www.angloria.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with James and Brandon Stewart of the band Angloria regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, you guys, it's a fantastic CD that you've got here, a three-song EP, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you guys feel about, you know, what you've done here?
We're really proud of the new songs. We're proud to be putting them out there for people to hear because we've been playing them live. A good year now, working on the songs, kind of testing them out from an audience, seeing what works for us, what doesn't. And I think we kind of feel, I guess for myself, I feel really comfortable in the skin of the new EP. I think that just the texture and where I'm at with my songwriting and the way we've kind of adapted that to the full band, I think we feel more comfortable than we ever have, you know. And we've been a band for a couple of years, so we're just really excited to be pushing the new songs, you know. People seem to be digging it, so it's cool, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing though, because we, at times recording this, you know, there's been times where we started banging our heads against the wall trying to figure stuff out, and we're glad we finally got all our stuff together and put it out, and fortunate to hear good things so far, so, yeah.
With the release of this EP, I mean, is this a hint of a larger work to come, or is this pretty much a standalone project?
These songs we hope to carry into the future into a longer release, more songs plus these, whether these versions or whether we re-record them in the future. These songs are kind of just like a sample platter of like flavors to come on like a full length disc, you know. Especially from a songwriting perspective, all the songs kind of work together, even ones people haven't really heard that haven't been released or distributed yet. There's all the songs we play live that are similar in the vein of these songs, but these songs, I feel like these three represent our sound the best. So yeah, there's definitely a larger work to come from us, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
I see. And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it get started?
Well, my brother and I have been playing music together for as long as we can remember. We've been playing just him on drums and me on keyboards and me on guitar. And, you know, we would switch around. We've just been jamming our whole life, you know. So Brandon, my brother, you know, is on the line as well. And, I've been writing songs, constantly reworking and honing my songwriting, and this band has really come together more so out of just over time learning and messing around and kind of just finding a sound that we're into, that works, that, you know, people are excited about. And the other two guys in the band, our bassist Mike and our guitarist Devin, we've known them for a long time. They're two talented guys that we've known for a very long time. We're really fortunate to have been playing together at this lineup for a really long time. You know, having the closeness, being friends, and, you know, having us brothers just really kind of molded it, I think. There's a little bit of a communication, like a bond there, that if we weren't as close, I don't think it would gel as well, but
exactly.
We have that advantage, you know, and it's definitely, like, we don't take it for granted. Like, we're really fortunate that we have that kind of connection, you know what I mean?
Right. And talk about how music began for each of you. How did that start?
Well, I am the old, I'm older than Brandon, and ever since I was young, you know, my dad would bring drums at home and guitars. I've been around music my whole life. And, you know, when Brandon came to be, there was just, he kind of just walked into music around, just, you know, functioning everywhere we go in this house, you know, very musical household. So I think just since we were born, we've just kind of been around it, so it's kind of like breathing in a way.
Yeah,
like, for me, yeah.
Well, James started out on drums, or it was a piano. It was one of the two, but we always had drum sets, guitars, pianos, and he was always playing it, and, you know, I'd be upstairs doing my thing at whatever, a really young age, always hearing drums banging, and I don't know, you know, one day I decided to go down and try it, and I was very young at the time. I guess I was told that I instead of sitting on the seat, I was so little that I was leaning up against the seat trying to play it. So, you know, I've always been playing drums, going down and, like, you know, dabbling with different instruments, and that's just how I kind of learned, self-taught, like, everything.
Yeah. We've just progressed on our own, you know, self-learning and just being around our whole lives, you know.
And what particular artists influenced you guys?
A lot of stuff that I grew up listening to influenced my songwriting, like you know, alternative rock bands like Goo Goo Dolls and Gin Blossoms and things like that. Those, you know, from what was on the radio back when I was younger, that I kind of hold as somewhat of like a nostalgic influence that you can kind of hear in our guitar textures a little bit, and that lends itself to kind of a nostalgic songwriting process as well, because I just pretty much draw on what makes me feel specific emotions. Like, my songwriting process is pretty much as organic as you could possibly get in writing by feel and just, you know, just taking out what you're feeling and putting into a song, as far as, like, whether it's an atmosphere or whether it's layers, textural stuff. I just think, those kind of influences, like mid-90s with all alternative stuff, like Counting Crows, Oasis too, you know, just a lot of those classic bands that I grew up listening to that I still listen to all the time. They're just kind of ingrained in me, because I've been interested in music since I was so young, you know, that just, it all kind of is a one big mural in my brain that just kind of regurgitates into our songs, you know what I'm saying?
How old were you in the mid-90s when you were taking this in?
Really young. I was born in 1988, so...
Yikes. Okay, Sorry. It's just I never heard anyone call Oasis classic rock before.
it's not necessarily classic rock. It's just like, it's to my generation, it has that certain... It holds a certain slot that a lot of bands that are out today don't even come close to, in my
right.
opinion.
You know? Right.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, the music, it's all kind of how you perceive it. A lot of those bands do have classic elements to it where, you know, they're kind of just holding on to that rock and roll edge that isn't as prevalent in Top 40 now as it was then, which I miss. Yeah.
Visit Ingloria at their official website, www.ingloria.com. From their EP Drive, here is Ingloria once again with Out of Love.
Out of love.
Yeah.
listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the December Artist of the Month, One Eyed Doll, and their latest release, Break. In a fairly short amount of time, this dynamic duo, comprised of Kim Freeman and Junior, have become the toast of South by Southwest and have amassed a loyal worldwide following due to their out-there songcraft and fiery stage presence. One-Eyed Doll, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit One-Eyed Doll at their official website, www.oneeyeddoll.com. Albuquerque's intelligent alternative just got a whole lot smarter. Local IQ and Rockwired Media are pleased to present to you Local IQ Radio, a new weekly online radio showcase coming soon to local-iq.com. Local IQ Radio is your guide to music, art, theater, and film from the Duke City and beyond. Local IQ Radio, coming sooner than you think. To local-iq.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Ingloria and their brand new EP, Drive. Rockwired had a chance to speak with James and Brandon Stewart of Ingloria regarding the new CD, and here's how the interview went.
But you kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but talk about the other members of the band, both of you, and tell me what it is you guys think each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work.
I think as far as bass goes, for our bass player, Mike, everything that he comes up with is just so, like, it's so... his bass patterns that he comes up with are so, like, in detail, and they're so prevalent in the songs that it just, we couldn't really use any, well, we could, but, how do I say this, like, his stuff is so different that, you know, his style of playing is just needed in the band, like, it's part of our sound, you know, and, like, Devin is, he brings sort of like an indie feel to it, you know, the type of style he plays, you know, and, James, what do you think?
I think Brandon and I lock in together. I mean, we've been playing together the longest, and we just kind of, we hold the foundation as far as, like, my songwriting, and as far as that one stuff, like, you know, rhythm and structures that Brandon brings to the table, which are super important in even the inception of the songs, you know. But, as far as bass and guitar, the other two guys, it's all in the additives that makes our sound really polished, even live. It's that guitar energy that Devin brings that fills in that space and gives it the atmosphere that we need for people to kind of connect with the music. You know, he's influenced a lot by The Edge, U2's guitar player. You know, a lot. He, like Brandon said, he's into a lot of, like, indie rock stuff, a lot of ambient stuff. Really interested in pedals and kind of really progressive guitar playing like that, which is a cool thing to add to the songs that I write, which are primarily either written on piano or acoustic guitar. So it's bringing it into that live format that really the songs kind of take on a life of their own once the other guys are playing. And like Brandon said, Mike is a phenomenal bass player. Like, I mean, we've all picked up his bass here and there, and, you know, try to, like, when we're demoing stuff or trying to work parts out, we'll kind of tool around on bass. But Mike is definitely a great person to have in our band, solid live, and just kind of lays down the tracks with ease, kind of just adapts to the patterns of the songs, which is cool because between him and Brandon, we have a really solid rhythm section. You know, it lends itself to, records we feel proud of, but live, it really locks stuff in, you know. Well, like, we have an energy live that we try really hard to capture on our recordings. I think we're getting better at it with, demoing, recording new songs, changing things around, trading parts and songs and stuff. But once we have that energy, it kind of speaks for itself and kind of leaves you alone. And a lot of that has to do with the other two guys, like, definitely.
Yeah. And I feel like it's very easy for me and Mike to kind of lock in with each other when we're playing, because, you know, sometimes during practice when Devin and James are trying to figure stuff out, me and Mike would just, you know, mess around and kind of jam on something little for, like, a couple minutes, and we can stop and start and, you know, just feed off each other so well. And that's, having the bass and drums lock in together is it just feels good, you know. It's something that should happen, I believe, that in every, you know, in every band. So it's definitely a good thing.
What would each of you like a person to come away with after they've heard this EP?
I feel when I listen to this stuff, especially these songs, the textural elements give me, like, a feeling of nostalgia and kind of, like, more of, like, an uplifting sense of motion when you listen to it. Like, it just kind of gives you an atmosphere that I identify when I hear those songs. I kind of identify with an atmosphere. So, I would hope that gets translated through. I would hope that when people listen to our EP or even listen to a song or two online or whatever, I hope that they would walk away remembering the landscape that the song kind of depicted, because that's big in the way we, like, wear, the way we try to translate it live. It just all has, like, a certain flavor to it that I would hope kind of sticks in people's minds. I feel like that's important, because the flavor is the combination of all of us playing that not one of us could duplicate on our own. So I think that's what's special about any band, really, And that's what I like about bands, you know, bands that I see live that I enjoy or stuff I like to listen to recorded. It all has, like, a really distinct flavor to it that I would hope people would take that away from our band after listening to anything or seeing us or even meeting us. I just kind of, I hope to create, like, an energy that's kind of our own, you know.
How about you, Brandon?
Like you said, having an energy, just a good feeling energy from, you know, like, the climactic part in the songs or, like, the slow, you know, kind of slow-numbered songs with, like, slow tempo. You know, like, having a good feeling no matter what, whether it makes you want to jump or something or, you know, just feel really relaxed in the slower parts, you know? And just having a good energy. A good energy is what I stray to, you know, feed from.
That's a good point in identifying the slow songs from the fast ones, too, because they have completely different energies. Like, when I talk about the flavor that runs through all the songs, I feel like it's a similar flavor, but there's different degrees of it. Like, there's ballads.
Yeah, definitely.
We have some rock numbers, some in-between songs, acoustic songs. They all kind of have a thread that runs through them intentionally, you know, like, I feel like that unifies all the different varying degrees of our sound, and live, I think, that's where it comes through best, and you can really identify with it. And people absorb frequencies differently live at shows, you know, where you're feeling the music and you have that sound coming at you, resonating through your body, all that. Like, I think that has a little to do with understanding rock music and why it came to be in the first place. And I think that some of that can get lost in a lot of modern recordings or just certain techniques of recording that don't really transfer like the sound waves or the energy or atmosphere or just, I think live, we try to capture the energy live that we create on the CD and on all of our recordings, even the demos. It's good to have a starting point of that and knowing the goal and knowing what you're trying to sound like, because striving to sound organic is so much easier and fulfilling to me than trying really hard to polish the sound to where it doesn't even sound like us anymore, you know?
Visit Ingloria at their official website, www.ingloria.com. From their CD Drive, here is Ingloria once more with Made For You.
Down around you, great heights always wrong and right around. No matter who's there, I will feel the air that surrounds you. Don't you know?
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to James and Brandon Stewart of Ingloria and to Rhonda Brilliant of Ringmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.